This week marks the 94th anniversary of the birth of one of the most determined and important women in medical science. U of M medical historian Dr. Howard Markel is back with us again. And Howard, perhaps people don't know the name Rosalind Yalow, but countless people have benefited from her research, haven't they?
Absolutely. She's one of the unsung heroes of modern radiation medicine. And she developed with a doctor named Solomon Burson the radioimmunoassay. Now, this is a highly technical test that attaches radioactive tracers to try to measure how much of a certain hormone, like insulin or thyroid hormone, reproductive hormones, even vitamins and viruses like hepatitis, but they measure them in such small, minute amounts that it allowed us to know things that we never knew before she developed it.
Hugely, hugely important diagnostic tool. And even though it's probably things have moved on somewhat since then, still, when you think of the impact of that?
Yeah, there are other methods that don't use radioactivity, and yet it's still used. But when you think of not only the impact it had in real time, in terms of the measurement of insulin or what have you, but also in what we learned about the normal body with hormones and endocrinology, as well as the disease body.
Well, she had to climb a really, really high mountain before she won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1977. Tell us her story. Where'd she come from?
Well, she was born in the Bronx. Her mother was an immigrant, an Ashkenazi Jew from East Europe. Her father was also of East European Jewish heritage, but grew up in the Lower East Side of New York. She went to the City University of New York's Hunter College. That was the all-women's college. It still is. It's on 69th Street and Park Avenue between Park and Lexington. And she loved chemistry and then soon became attracted to physics. And the reason for that is she read a best-selling biography of Marie Curie, Madame Curie, by her daughter, Eve Curie. And that got her into physics. And she was only a young teenager, about 16, when she started college and graduated summa cum laude at the age of 19 as a physicist.
Wow. Even today, we've talked to women scientists, women physicists right here on Stateside who say they have, even in 2015, a tougher road to travel than their male colleagues. And here is Rosalind Yalow trying to get into graduate school in what, 1940, 1941?
Yeah, she gets her bachelor's in 1941, which is not the most conducive time for a woman physicist. You're right, it's tough even today, but it was just unheard of then. And so she wanted to go to graduate school. She was very bright, very determined. And so her teachers at Hunter did the best they could, as most teachers have connections with other colleagues at other institutions. And Purdue University was initially interested. But the guy who wrote back, the physicist who wrote back, said, there's a problem here. She's from New York. She's a woman, and she's Jewish. And these were all strikes against somebody back then in the early 1940s. He said he would accept her, Purdue would accept her, if the Hunter people could guarantee her a job. Well, that was not likely to happen.
No.
And so that offer fell by the wayside. And then Rosalind started taking up a job as a secretary at Columbia University's College of Physicians and Surgeons, as well as teaching a bit of physics to her undergrad colleagues at Hunter University.
Hunter College. She had to pick up a stenographer's pad to stay in the game.
Yeah. And then something happened that changed her life and everybody else's life in America, just about Pearl Harbor, World War II. And because of World War II, a lot of men who would have taken those positions suddenly left them empty. And so she got a teaching fellowship, a graduate assistantship at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana.
But even so, it was bumpy. Didn't she get ragged on for getting an A- in a physics lab, which to me is pretty amazing?
Yeah, and her teacher said something that would, you know, they'd bring up charges today. He said, well, you know, well, women often have trouble with laboratory methods. Oh. Now, she graduated in record time in 1945 with her PhD. She also met her husband there, Aaron Yalow, who was also a medical physicist. And this is interesting. It wasn't just women who read about Madame Curie. It was also men. It was not only a best-selling book. It later was a huge MGM movie with Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon. And so the idea of applying radiation to all sorts of scientific endeavors, including medicine, was really on the cutting edge. So she then went back to New York with her husband, Aaron, And she got a sort of a part-time volunteer job doing research at Columbia University. And that lasted until about 1947 when she got a part-time job in the medical physics division at the Bronx Veterans Administration Hospital. And it was around this time that she met a very ambitious, very bright internist named Solomon Burson. Burson taught her all about medicine and endocrinology, and she taught him all about physics and radiation biology. And within about 10 or 15 years, they came up with this remarkable method called radioimmunoassay.
So the two of them were able to marry their talents and their knowledge.
They did.
Perfectly.
They were just remarkable collaborators,
yes.
Dear friends, and complemented one another on many levels. And in fact, Saul Burson died in 1972, she named her laboratory after him so that every paper she wrote would carry his name, even though it wouldn't be on the byline.
And he missed winning the Nobel because that was a few years before she won in 1977.
Yeah, you always get the Nobel later.
Yeah.
She got it in 1977, and you cannot win the Nobel if you're dead.
And she's passed away.
She died in June of 2011. And when her obituary was written in the paper of record, her own beloved New York Times that she read every morning, they quoted a session she had. She had an informal session with school children. She used to do this quite a bit. And she said to the kids, you know, whatever you come up with, science is likely to be rejected at first. But if it's good, then it becomes accepted and becomes dogma. But if you're really lucky, you win the Nobel Prize and you get to tell everyone about those rejections.
That is wonderful. And you got to look at her life and think there are a lot of lessons that we can take away from her life and her career, especially about women in the physical sciences.
Absolutely. And her determination, her quiet dignity. I met her many years ago, and I was so impressed that this impressive woman was so decent and kind and dignified. She was just a wonderful person.
I'm glad you shared the memories of Dr. Rosalind Yalow, who's this week is the 94th anniversary of her birth. Dr. Howard Markel, you know it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise.